At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
One of the things that we talked about yesterday when we did this show was how great Thursday was of the NCAA tournament. And one of the great things about Thursday of the NCAA tournament is that you know there's also a Friday, and that's where we are. Welcome in as we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We are on upset watch, as you just heard Monty Bolaños say. Marquette finds themselves trailing at halftime to Western Kentucky. We'll check in with Monty periodically throughout the show for some score updates. You already have Northwestern advancing today. Aaron Torres, Baylor Cruz put it on cruise control. San Diego State in a bit of a dogfight against UAB. But we are talking about Big Blue and John Calipari.
Well, first of all, I got to ask, how's your bracket? Come on. Listen, I'm not that guy.
It's
that
had better days.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm not that guy that doesn't want to hear about your bracket.
It's had better days.
It's okay. That's what Friday's for. That's what you said. The best part about Thursday is you get Friday to make up for it.
It's like you do it all over again, and you hope that you can get a redo on some of this stuff.
Sure.
I think that's where a lot of us are, hitting the reset button and trying to enjoy the games. The problem is we talked about the survivor pools that you end up getting into that I have just completely dominated my life. I get focused and I'm like, I learned my lesson Thursday. I am not going to fall victim to it on Friday. And then I still get bit in the butt.
Isn't it amazing, like survivor pools? It's like, you just got to pick one game, just a winner and loser. It's not that complicated. There's no point spread. There's no nothing. And you still, not you, but the proverbial you. Just you screw it up every time.
Every time. And you completely overthink it. So that you is actually me. And I was a guy who had Kentucky in my survivor pool a couple of times last night because I just thought maybe there could be a hiccup down the road. Let's just use Kentucky for that sure victory, Aaron. Move them on to the round of 32, and then we'll sweat it out later. Au contraire, mon frere. And after Kentucky lost to Oakland last night, 80-76, all hell broke loose. I can imagine that it's times 100 in Lexington, as this is not the standard for Kentucky basketball. But I'm just going to come out and say this. If you think that John Calipari should be fired, you're an idiot. There's no reason for John Calipari to be fired after what happened last night in the NCAA tournament. There may be reasons why things aren't as great as they are in Kentucky again, or as they once were. But right now, Aaron Torres, now is not the time to get rid of John Calipari.
Well, there's a lot of layers. Fired.
Let's unpeel that onion then.
Well, I was going to say, fired is an interesting word because he would be owed $33 million.
So not going to happen.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. We've never seen that. We've seen it in football, And one thing about buyouts, as we learned with Jimbo Fisher, it's not one check that has to be written today to get rid of somebody. But I'll also give you the I'll toss it back to you. If you're John Calipari and, you know, we went through St. Peter's. You and I were on the day after St. Peter's 2 years ago. I remember because we were talking about it, and then Deshaun Watson got traded to Cleveland. But that's neither here nor there, okay? But we were on after that game, and we had probably a less tempered, you know, less serious conversation on that day. But I guess my question is, the word fired is correct. I don't think he's going to be fired. But if you're John Calipari, you're in your 60s, you have probably $100 million in the bank right now. You're now part of, and listen, because I'm a guy that criticizes Matt Painter, why, you know, can't get, you're part of the two worst NCAA tournament losses in one of the most successful programs in college basketball history over a 3-year stretch. You have the two worst NCAA tournament losses. I guess my question isn't about being fired. It's about, do you want to come back to a place where you know that everybody hates your guts, everybody's mad, and there's nothing you can do to change anybody's opinion for another 12 months until March of 2025?
Let's hear from John Calipari and what he said last night after the loss. There's two bits of information here, and I want to break them up. First part, here's Cal after the 4-point loss to Oakland last night, 80-76.
We made some critical mistakes at critical times again today. I mean, we had our chances. As good as they played and as many shots as they made, we still had our chances, and both on defense and offense. And when you have a really young team and you look at where did the mistakes come from, they were freshmen.
Can I respond to that?
Yeah, because I will piggyback off of what you say. I don't know if we'll agree, but...
What were the critical mistakes? Because what I saw was a team that came out that looked completely unprepared for that zone that Oakland exclusively runs, one of the worst offensive performances of the season. Reed Sheppard, who people are talking about as a legitimate top five pick, finishes with 3 points on 1 of 5 shooting. He looks lost. Rob Dillingham has maybe his worst game. I think he finished with 9 points. And so that doesn't all fall on Cal. But this wasn't one where there were 27 turnovers, and it looked like a team that was unprepared. And oh, by the way, the other thing, and I know you have a lot of thoughts, so I want to get over to you, but lack of preparation and then lack of urgency. You know, Oakland out-rebounded Kentucky. It seemed like every loose ball went to Oakland. So I don't see the crucial mistakes that were made. I see a team that was unprepared, not ready to go. Floor is yours.
Bad pass by Reed Sheppard on an alley-oop, a missed dunk.
Sure.
Sheppard not getting involved. Talk about a bigger picture. DJ Wagner, second half of the season, completely MIA. Like there are issues with Kentucky, and maybe some of that falls on Cal. But Jack Golke hit 10 freaking threes last night. The three that actually broke the back of the University of Kentucky Wildcats didn't even come from Golke. DQ Cole buries one from the corner in a 1-point game to seal the deal. I don't want to say it was a prayer, Aaron, but that shot goes in maybe 2 out of 10 times, and where he was and being pressured, Cole was 3 for 3 from behind the arc last night. Oakland at 15 threes at a 50% clip, just shy of 50%. That's tough to beat in the NCAA tournament. And this leads me to the point of the second clip. And I think this is what is most important when you talk about the big picture of John Calipari. This is what John Calipari also said after last night, and it is laying the foundation for change in Lexington.
I'll look at other ways that we can do stuff, but this thing here, it's a different animal. We've been able to help so many kids and win so many games and Final Fours, national titles and all this stuff, win league championships with young guys. It's changed on us. It's all of a sudden it's gotten really old. So we're playing teams that our average age is 19. Their average age is 24 and 25. So do I change because of that? Maybe add a couple older guys to supplement.
And that's the groundwork. I don't think Oakland was 24 and 25, but there are some veteran players. Jack Gehlke, a guy who spent a lot of time in Division II, and he's now the name of the tournament. Doug had talked about a lot over the last couple of weeks is there are now guys who just make their name on these 2 days, and Jack Gehlke now is in that NCAA tournament lore for what he ended up doing last night. But I think this is where Calipari is now alluding to. Maybe they don't get the top recruiting class in the country or get the five-star prospects. Maybe it's time for them in the portal and NIL to end up putting together their team, because it was just, what, a week or two ago that there's news out of Lexington that there's going to be a big collective that they're trying to put together. This is Cal, I think, saying that the changing ways of Kentucky are about to begin because of maybe the frustrations of relying on an 18 and 19-year-old. And you know who was the most consistent Kentucky Wildcat, not only last night, but probably all season, and you watch this team more than I do?
Antonio Reeves, yeah.
And he was a transfer, right?
Yep.
So like, it is there. And for everybody that said that John Calipari is the one that needs to go, I can understand the frustration. Again, Oakland hit 15 threes last night, and Kentucky was basically in a possession of still trying to win the game. And what guy, when everybody is leaving the game, who would be most suited for the NIL transfer portal game than John Calipari? Now, it's a question on whether you have the energy anymore, which has forced some guys to leave and not want to deal with it. But I think Cal is the perfect guy for this sort of job and for this transformation. You bring in somebody new, Aaron, your collective and your other boosters walk all over this guy. He's the guy that, with the cachet, you can figure out what, if you got to make a change on a staff here or whatever, or make your roster adjustments with NIL, but Cal's got to be the guy to stay for Kentucky.
Well, you know, I think that's part of the problem is he's made every change. I know what the sound bite said, but they went transfer heavy 3 years ago when they brought in Oscar Tshiebwe and all those guys 3-4 years ago, and it didn't work. Then they went back to the freshman stuff this year. I'll be honest, like, I know the freshman didn't play well last night. I don't have as much of a problem with the freshman stuff because, like, they finished second in the SEC, as we talked about yesterday. I'm with you. I think the SEC is at worst, and don't go by the tournament win-loss record, okay? It's all about matchups. It's all about one game at a time. I think the SEC was probably the second best league in college basketball behind the Big 12. Well, as Kentucky finished second in that league, and so I don't have as much problem with the freshmen as I just don't know how you don't come out ready to play, especially, by the way, after you lost the opener in the SEC tournament. And I think that's where the frustration of Kentucky fans comes in, is that for years, John Calipari said, listen, it's going to be a process. We got young guys, da-da-da-da. But wait till March. And this felt like, okay, this might be one of those years. They closed the regular season with a win at Tennessee. They're in, you know, they finished second in the SEC. They get the double bye to Friday night at the SEC tournament. Everything's going good. And then it's one and done in the SEC tournament, one and done in the NCAA tournament. And obviously this is a continuation of a program that we've had four NCAA tournaments since the 2021 was canceled because of COVID. One NCAA tournament win over the last four NCAA tournaments. That's just unacceptable at the University of Kentucky.
Kentucky's a job that anybody would want. In terms of if it was available, like, it's, you take the Kentucky job. I just think when you look at all the options, that Cal is still the best option. And it may sound like I'm making excuses for him, but again, Oakland hit 15 threes last night. Those are shots that still have to be made. And I know you're talking about how they didn't defend. Double-digit threes in a tournament, very rarely, as we saw the graphic, one shy of tying the all-time record for a player in a game. You miss two of those. Maybe he hits eight of them. You end up winning. Again, an alley-oop here. And there were times, like, throughout the season, like, you're right, but there were also times where Reed Sheppard saved the day.
100%.
You know, in coming through where other guys weren't carrying as much of the load. I think he understands the changing point of college basketball. Just like when Coach K, you know, it was never about the one and done, and then they all of a sudden alter, and what do you know? Duke ended up being a one-and-done school for a while.
I will say, The freshman to me isn't the problem. As a matter of fact, I think he was proven right on the freshman this year. The freshman carried them to wins at Auburn. Freshman carried them to wins at Tennessee. So the freshman isn't the problem. The problem is it's just It just, they didn't look ready to go. Dan, and I know, you know, we might have to come back and talk about this on the other side. I know we got Mark Dominic, but like, would you agree? Tell me, and I want your opinion. You could say no, and I don't know how closely you were able to watch the beat. They came out, I felt like a complete lack of urgency in that game. And by the way, the point that you made about if Oakland ends up shooting 12 of 31, which is still, I'm not great at math, but that's well over, that's like 35, 36%, Kentucky wins this game. And, you know, I just sit there and I do say, like, you look at this stuff with Calipari, how razor thin things are. You win that game, you're playing NC State to go to the Sweet 16. St. Peter's that year, you win that game, you're playing Murray State, I believe was the team that St. Peter's played to go to the Sweet 16. But you don't win those games. You do give up 15 to 31. And at some point, it just does become a trend.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. We'll continue the conversation on the other side. It is a Friday in the NCAA tournament. We told you that Marquette right now, getting all they can handle and so much more. They're still at the half with Western Kentucky, 43-36. San Diego State has got a 10-point edge on UAB early in the second half. New Mexico and Clemson just getting underway in their 6-11 matchup. Hit Aaron up at Aaron_Torres. You can find me at Dan Beyer on Fox.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com to see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Dan Beyer. He's Aaron Torres sitting in for Doug as we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Marquette's back in it. Monty will give us an update in just a little bit. Clemson and New Mexico, we told you, are underway. And your UConn Huskies, the number one overall seed, about to tip it off against 16 seed Stetson.
We're 11 seconds in. UConn does not have the lead yet. I'm not yet panicked. No, I'm kidding.
Monty will give us an update in a bit, but let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes and interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com to find the location near you. That's expresspros.com. And now it's time for the Express Pros Pro of the Week. The Pro of the Week goes to Phoenix Suns star Kevin Durant. Earlier in the week, Durant passed Shaq on the all-time scoring list, then became the 16th player to make 2,000 career three-pointers during the Suns' win over the Hawks last night. Congrats to Kevin Durant for being our Express Pros Pro of the Week. Did you want a final word in this Calipari saga?
No. I do think it'll be interesting because I don't think it's for sure that if you're John Calipari, you want to come back into the situation, you know, that he has created. And the only other thing I would say is, you know, he's got another top-ranked recruiting class coming in, and I just don't know. There's never going to be a perfect time to step aside, but when you're coming off two of the worst three tournament losses in your program's history, I do wonder if he will want to actually come back.
The last thing I think any coach would want to do is run away. And I think that would be the most inopportune time. And we talked so much about seeding, and one of the things entering this week's tournament was, man, the Mountain West, they really got screwed in seeding. And how did the Big East only get three teams? I think the toughest part of the committee is finding out who is actually good and who is actually not good of the one-bid conference schools.
Sure.
And Oakland last night looked nothing like a 14 seed. I mean, Baylor just ran Colgate off the court, and Colgate is a team that's been to the tournament over the last couple of years. There's veteran players there. And Oakland, and it just wasn't the sharp shooting of Jack Golke last night. They have other players. Rocket Watts was the Big Ten player. So was Oakland truly a 14 seed? And so there's that question that comes into it. And I think that question, it's not that Kentucky had an excuse for losing to Oakland. It's just the point, if we're going to determine John Calipari's future on one game where they lost by four and were within a point, actually did have the lead at times in the second half. Granted, it may have been just 1 point, but it's just like what are we doing here? Who's going to come in and end up taking his spot and do better than what he's done? And with the pressures of college basketball, Aaron, I don't know if we know if anybody right now can navigate what is going on in college hoops. So you might as well keep the guy who's been in place and I think could thrive in the latter parts of his career. Plus, if he steps aside, that's probably it. Like, there's not like another job. He's not going to be a Patino and resurface somewhere. I don't know. I think it's could be probably it if he wants to.
Yeah, I know what you're saying about, I don't think he'd be running. I think he would be acknowledging that maybe there is somebody that could do the job better. Now, I'm not saying that there is. I'm just saying you're coming off two of the worst tournament losses in your program's history over a three-year stretch, and the frustration, it really is mounting.
By the way, there were bad losses because they're 2 and 3 seeds.
That's a great point.
Eight and nine seeds, you know. So you talk about like the success. Like, I know March is the time to do it. But all right, let's go to Monty. He's giving us an update of what is going on in these games. UConn finally does have some points, but I think there are more pressing matters.
Yes.
Going on.
No, we just started on that one, so I'm not even gonna update you because we don't want UConn's Aaron to get to 6-0. Yes, thank you for that. Perfect. Very early in the first half. I mean, 3 minutes gone into the game. So let's check in on the other side of things, where 5th seed is San Diego State, still up on 12th seed at UAB, 49-44. For about 11 and a half minutes to go in the game for that one. Second seeded Marquette, you mentioned it, they're back in it. In fact, they're now on top of 15th seeded Western Kentucky. 50-48 is the score, about 15 minutes to go in that one. And still early in this one, 6th seeded Clemson up on 11th seeded New Mexico, 20-11, 13 minutes to go in the first half. While Florida Atlantic probably did not go the way they thought the Owls were in the Final Four last year, but they lost to 9th-seeded Northwestern in overtime, 77-65. 3rd-seeded Baylor, no issues with 14th-seeded Colgate, 92-67 in that one. And just in the NBA, Pelican star Brandon Ingram, he has a bone contusion. He hyperextended his knee last night. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Back to you guys.
That's actually best case scenario, because you feared the worst when it 100%. Happened last night. So good news on Brandon Ingram. We are a little more than a month away from the NFL draft. Free agency kind of wrapping up. Mark Domenic, who spent 20 years in NFL front offices, including time as the GM of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, joins us as he always does on Friday afternoons. Happy Friday. Congratulations on the Jayhawks survival last night. Mark, how are you?
Yeah, a close call and a tough block, but they advanced, and happy for them. And certainly, as we've seen today, things come down to the wire every time. March Madness is great. The NFL Madness is great. It's a good time of the year to be a sports fan.
What about the madness of J.J. McCarthy? How high could he go in this draft process? Because now, you know, we're hearing top four. We've heard top four. Now we're hearing teams trying to trade up for J.J. McCarthy, maybe teams that we didn't think. Where are we at in the Michigan quarterback's situation a month outside the draft?
I mean, I still think he's a first rounder. I still think that somebody probably makes the move. You've got the group of teams, right? The three teams all combined next to each other. The Raiders are part of that. The Broncos are part of that. Obviously, the Vikings are part of that group of three that all are walking into this draft going, I need a quarterback. I think I need a quarterback, or can I get one? And I think somebody's probably going to pull the trigger to try to get up there. I don't think you got to get to four. I mean, you could, but I don't know if anybody really has that much collateral to move it all the way up there. But I do think a team like at 7 or 8 or 9, that could be a spot where JJ kind of drops in. Now, I do feel my gut instinct is that we're overinflating where JJ is on most people's boards. I think a lot of people would like to just probably sit and see if he comes to them. But when you have those three teams together and all three teams could take a quarterback, I think that'll make somebody kind of jump to 9 or 8, but I don't think you're going to jump to 4.
Mark, how, as an evaluator, and I know this is the cliche question, the obvious question, but how do you evaluate J.J. McCarthy? Because on the one hand, obviously, an offense built on the run game, on the offensive line. The thing I don't think gets talked about enough with J.J. McCarthy, though, is his head coach wasn't there for 6 games. And so when you say, oh, he had this number or that number, it's like, well, the primary play caller got called into action as the head coach during your toughest games, but also the stuff that was put on his shoulders wasn't necessarily what was put on a Michael Penix's shoulders or somebody like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to look at him and say he was asked to do what they asked him to do in the Michigan system, and he was very good in terms of not spreading the ball to the right. He's making sure that, you know, he takes care of the football throughout his entire college career. He makes good decisions, and therefore he puts the team in the best chance to win. And, you know, he doesn't have the 3,000, 4,000-yard passing mark, but he can run the ball. He can throw the ball. And I think you're kind of waiting to see what's the potential in front of him. And is he a guy that's probably going to need to sit for a little bit? I think so. But I don't think he's going to have to sit for 2 or 3 years. I don't think it has to be Jordan Love kind of situation. But I don't know if I want to draft him and say, hey, look, week 1, day 1, I'm going to put you out there and you're going to go play. I think it'd be nice for him to have a half a year to a year to be able to just kind of sit back and learn the system, learn the game, and get comfortable. I think that's where he is. But I do think he's a guy, because of his ability, his arm strength, and certainly his decision-making, I think he's going to be a safer pick for somebody. It's because I think if you have the patience, you could come out of there with a quarterback you're really going to be like.
Mark Dominic joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer in for Doug. You know, a spot we've targeted in trading up is number 4 with the Arizona Cardinals. Where do you view that organization as a whole? Because, you know, I felt like last year, Mark, honestly, like entering the draft, they still needed to hit rock bottom, and then at some point they would bounce back. And I think it came with the return of Kyler Murray at some point in the season, and they did seem to play really, really hard for Jonathan Gannon. It seems like things are going in the right way, but they are apparently shopping the number 4 pick. If you're Arizona and you're Monty Austin Ford, how do you approach what goes on in late April?
Well, the only thing I'd think about if I'm Monty Austin Ford is, you know, can I move back a little bit and pick up a 1 next year, because I'm still not 100% sure Kyler Murray is my quarterback of the future, and I want to have the collateral to be able to go get a quarterback next year if I need to. So play this year out and hopefully have 2-1. So I think that's why Monty's open for business, because I really think he's trying to find a way to get that extra number 1 next year. And however far he's got to go back, he goes back. Now, he's in a great spot, because obviously if he doesn't, I think, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. is a lottery type of pick where you just sit there and stay and feel comfortable. But, you know, if you're really trying to play the game the way you're supposed to play the game, and Howie Roseman did a good job with this, you know, for a couple of years where he wasn't sure what Jalen Hurts was going to be, so he kept trading back and picking up extra 1. So each draft he could go, hey, I can, you know, get back up to a spot where if I want to get a quarterback. Once he got Jalen Hurts and felt good about that, he started burning his number 1s and put them both to work the same year and kept going. And I think that's a good blueprint to follow for Arizona. Hopefully Monty's looking at that.
So, Mark, you know, listen, for everybody that has been kind of following these guys around the country, be it Indy and the Combine, obviously the Pro Days are ramping up, I feel like there is some pushback of the gap, if there is one, between Caleb Williams and number 2. I think a lot of people seem to think that Jaden Daniels has surpassed Drake May in that number 2 spot. Do you still see a sizable gap between Caleb Williams and whoever is number 2, or do you believe that the narratives that are starting to form may be accurate?
I think Jaden Daniels certainly is a guy that a lot of people are going to become enamored with because of what he can do athletically. He's such an explosive person, and yet he's still a good passer, that you realize that if I want that in my offense, which is a little bit more of what we're seeing in the National Football League, the guy that can run the ball as well, the Lamar Jackson type of mentality, that you see the Josh Allen type of mentality, that you see, hey, look, I can win on third down with him tucking and running just as much as I can with him throwing the ball, but yet he wants to throw the ball first. And I think that's where you see Jaden Daniels help and close the gap. Caleb Williams, you know, for all intents and purposes, he's going to be the number 1 pick. There's nothing that's really happened to make anybody really think differently. The only thing you worry about with Caleb Williams, or I should say I think about when I watch Caleb Williams and I listen to Caleb Williams, even though I have not met with Caleb Williams individually, is I almost worry, does he think this is going to be easier than it is? And I'm not sure, but I just get that vibe like, I'm going to be fine. This is going to be easy. It's National Football League. I'm ready for this. And I don't think anybody really realizes how hard the transition truly is for every athlete, every player that gets to this level, and why we saw, you know, the 2021 class just fall apart in front of our eyes, except for Trevor Lawrence, who still hasn't quite lived up to the expectations. So it's really hard to play at this level, especially at that position. But at the same point, you know, Caleb Williams had a solid pro day, wasn't spectacular, but he does have the girth, the size, the arm strength, the ability to say, hey, he's your guy. Go Chicago. Good luck.
Well, and let me follow up on that really quick, because, you know, you talk about, you know, thinking potentially that it may be easy. But my question for you is, in a weird way, does USC struggles help him? Because, you know, I'm on Saturday nights and all those games are on while I'm on air. And a lot of it was the O-line. A lot of it was the defense. I thought some of the play calling wasn't great from Lincoln Riley. But do you think, you know, everyone wants to succeed at the highest levels. We get that. But this was probably a guy that hasn't had that level of failure really at any point in his career. Do you think that that maybe allowed him to be humbled a little bit during his junior year at USC?
I think it humbled like Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech, right? They didn't have the success he wanted to have, and it was always frustrating to him because he felt like he had to pull everything together. I don't know that it's humbled Caleb because I don't feel that. I don't feel a humbled guy. I don't dislike his personality. I don't dislike his confidence. I think it's important to have that, but I don't feel a humbled guy like, boy, you know, I've really battled through a ton of adversity in my life, and suddenly I'm here at the opportunity to be the number one pick in the draft. I feel a guy that's like, hey, look, you know, we should have won more games. I could have had a better pro day. I'm not going to do the medical. I'm not going to do this workout. I'm not going to, you know, and so I feel like it's a guy that's, I don't think he's been humbled. I think he's certainly confident, and you got to like that. So I'm not trying to beat the guy up. But at the same point, this is why clubs, like, that's why the Bears sent 9 people out to USC, because they want to spend extra time with him. It wasn't just to watch the workout. You know, if you really watched the workout, you saw a lot of the Bears people talking to other Bears people and not watching the workout. But what you didn't have to see was the time before the workout, the time after the workout, taking him out to dinner, spending time with other people within your organization to kind of get, is this the guy we want? Is this the guy we like? Because I want to make sure the character of the guy is important. And that's why the Bears had so many people out there, just to check that last box on Caleb Williams.
Former Bucs GM Mark Domenech joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Last one for you. Are the Vikings going to be trendsetters with how they handled Kirk Cousins and let him go? I know Florio has something up today about the Cowboys maybe doing the same with Dak Prescott. Do you think that they're trendsetters and we'll see other teams doing this in the future with their veteran quarterbacks?
I would love that if I was a GM of a team that needed to win in 2024 and I could go have a veteran quarterback that's going to throw for 4,000 yards, probably throw 30 touchdowns and 10 interceptions and have a chance to be, you know, a winning record and maybe win my division, because that's where I think Atlanta is. I think they suddenly catapult themselves into the number one spot in the NFC South. And if they add another wide receiver that they could add, even though they have Mooney and they've got Moore, and obviously they have Drake London, that team's going to score a lot of points in next year, and enough to where, you know, maybe defensively they're not where they want to be, but certainly offensively it's going to be frightening. If you could be a trendsetter, it sure is, you know, statistically, or maybe it's an analytics thing of saying, you know, we'll just replace the guy and not have to pay, but then you got to find him. And I think it's a lot harder to find that guy. And I think, you know, for them to walk into the 2024 and say, we're going with Sam Darnold, sure, I'd say good luck.
It could turn out like New Coke, and nobody likes it, and nobody does it anymore. All right, Mark Domenech, enjoy the weekend. Good luck with the Jayhawks tomorrow against Gonzaga, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Today we are in for Doug Gottlieb as we're live from the TireRack.com studios and keeping our eye on a possible 5-12 upset. Gonzaga avoided that by handling McNeese with ease yesterday. But we have three 5-12 games going on today, one going on right now, San Diego State and UAB in a tight one, 3:06 to go, the Aztecs up one, but UAB does have the ball, so something we are watching here, Aaron Torres.
Can I tell you about my bracket?
Yeah, let's hear it. Sure.
I have all. I had Gonzaga last night. I have all three other 12s beating five. So James Madison over Wisconsin, UAB over San Diego State. And I don't even remember the other one, but I know I got
Grand Canyon, St. Mary's?
Oh, actually, I don't have that. I have St. Mary's, so 2 out of 4. So.
All right. Well, that's the last game of the night. We will see how they play out, but we'll keep you updated of what's happening with the Aztecs and Blazers. Right now, we play our own game with Monty Bolaños.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
All right, it's a Friday. What do we got, Monty?
We're switching up today. What are we playing, Sam?
I got dibs.
This game.
I do too. I'm into it. The first time I was not sure, but I do like it. All right, fellas. In the spirit of March Madness and all that's going on, we're going to start with your favorite play to make in basketball. So.
I can't wait for this. Yes.
You have to let me read all the options.
I almost went too soon.
Like Jeopardy, you hit the buzzer before the question even comes out.
Yes, you just yell, I got dibs, but you have to let me read all the options, okay? And everybody's involved in this, all right? Sam, look alive. You too.
I'm ready. I'm holding my sheet right here.
Okay. Favorite play to make in basketball? A dunk. I'm going to separate it from a layup because I don't think they're the same. Dunk, layup.
Yeah, because we all can dunk here.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I'm separating it. Yeah. Exactly. I'm thinking about me. A three-pointer, an assist, a steal, or a block?
I got dibs.
Yeah, what was the excitement?
On the assist. There is something about setting up someone on a back door.
Yeah.
And nothing like getting the point back. Like,
yes.
Good one. Like, that is the chair. It's like when you let someone in traffic and they give you a wave. Like, it's the best. It truly is. Open the door. Thank you.
Yeah.
Like, you go up a notch. When you get that point on an assist, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
I agree.
Because you look like it's a good play and also that you're unselfish. So it's like a double.
Yeah. No other dibs here? Nobody cares?
Nobody wants.
The rest of us are going to say three-pointer, right? Was this an easy one? I mean, she made 18 three-pointers in the first quarter of a game one.
What would you say? Three?
A dunk, obviously.
Oh, a dunk.
I'm going to put the basket down like I did when I was a little girl, and I would just dunk in the backyard. Right?
You got none of these? You want dibs on any of these?
I got dibs on a layup.
Oh, you'll take a layup?
I didn't really grow up playing basketball, so my first choice was the assist, but I'll take dibs on the layup because that's probably, for me, the next closest thing where I could actually make that. Because I can't dunk. I'm only 5'10". I'm not going to hit a three-pointer. I could do a layup.
Yeah.
By the way, Monty, what three did you prefer? Corner, wing, or top of the key?
Corner.
Really?
Yeah.
I was a wing three.
Corner.
Yeah, I hate the corner three because I would side the backboard on that bad boy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But that's why, because it felt so good when you got it.
Sure.
You know? Totally. Totally. All right. We'll move on. With everything that's happening, upsets in March Madness. What about your favorite sports upset? Fairleigh Dickinson last year over Purdue in the NCAA tournament. Y.E. Yang over Tiger Woods at the PGA Championship back in 2009. The Giants over the Patriots in Super Bowl 43, 2008. Or what about the Miracle on Ice? The U.S. Olympic hockey team over the Soviet Union at the Winter Olympics in 1980. Or when Kirk Gibson hit that ridiculous home run in 1988 as the Dodgers beat the Oakland Athletics in the World Series. They were considered the worst team to make it to the World Series that year.
Lots of good options.
I got dibs on Purdue because their whole fan base hates me. So I love the misery that brought last year. I like, again, not to make it about my bracket, but I have them playing for the championship. But if they lost tonight, I would get much more joy out of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, their fans hate me. So I love their misery. So shout out Fairleigh Dickinson.
All right.
I dig dibs on the Giants over the Patriots. I was fortunate enough to be there.
Oh.
And now when you think
named
of like
flex.
How difficult it is to in a longer NFL season, I just don't think we're going to see it again. I don't think that teams are equipped to go 17-0.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, it was hard enough to go 16-0 and then win in the playoffs. So I'll take good dibs on Giants over mm-hmm. Patriots.
I got the Dodgers. A lot of people tend to focus on Gibson and Hershiser. I focus on Mickey Hatcher, Jeff Hamilton, and Alfredo Griffin.
Wow. All right.
I will also say this. When Y.E. Yang beat Tiger Woods, it wasn't great because that never happened to Tiger.
Yeah.
And so, like, while it was great for Y.E. Yang, I think a lot of people in the golf world felt empty. Like, wait, this doesn't happen. What's wrong?
It was a rare upset where people weren't happy about
it. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Last one quickly here. Favorite comedy? Friends? The Office, Big Bang Theory, Abbott Elementary, Family Guy.
I got dibs on The Office.
Oh,
nice.
I got dibs on a new list because half of these shows stink.
No, you I'm stink. Kidding.
Ouch.
Next.
I got dibs on Family Guy.
I'm kidding. The only one that I didn't watch was Big Bang Theory and Abbott Elementary.
I was trying to spread out the love, you know, only really watched Friends in The Office.
So you got Family Guy. You got The Office. You want one of these, Jay?
I think if I have to choose, it's The Office, but Modern Family should have been on the list. So,
oh, you know what? That could have been a good one. I was trying to spread out the love on comedies. You know,
I like how you're extending, you know, the different like age groups as well.
I was trying to.
There's like the 90s comedy, the 2010s, the 2020s.
That's literally what I was trying to do, but Modern Family is great.
All right. That's true.
And that's game time.
All right, 90 seconds left.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
And San Diego State's up one on UAB. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. We talk about that and the foul that wasn't next on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.